This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jared from University Places. Jared, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jared has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
A car with a removable roof is called a what?
Convertible.
Correct. Which Peanuts character always plays the piano?
Linus?
No.
Schroeder?
Yes. Princeton University is located in what state?
New Jersey.
Yes. What does the W stand for in the name of President George W. Bush?
Walker?
Yes. A clouder is a collective term for a group of what?
Pass.
The first sense that a dog develops is what?
Smell?
No.
Hearing?
No.
Sight?
No. What Drop It Like It's Hot rapper was banned from Norway for 2 years?
Pass.
Michelangelo was from what Italian city?
Venice?
No.
Florence?
Yes. What is the 11th letter in the English alphabet?
K?
Correct. Alice in Chains released Facelift in what early 90s year?
91, 92, 93?
No, no, no. A clouder is a collective term for a group of what?
I don't know.
Jared, you got 6 correct.
Yeah.
I like how Taryn looked completely mortified about the K question.
You got that answer so fast.
Boom. I'm sitting here counting on my fingers.
Me too. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You did great, Jared.
I know. I mean, like, do people just have that memorized?
I sure don't.
I don't either.
I don't think Steve does.
Oh,
he's going to be doing finger counting for
I can't wait
sure.
for that one.
Uh-oh.
Get your fingers ready.
Okay,
put them away. Steve.
Fingers engaged.
Are you ready?
Steve, let's go. They're warmed up.
No. Terry and Sarah, move now.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
It's finger time.
Oh, you're like doing like the you're what? Wiggling them too. Oh, it's really weird. A car with a removable roof is called a what?
Convertible.
Correct.
These Which fingers are
Peanuts
rocking.
Character always plays the piano.
Oh, it's Schroeder.
Yes.
His fingers.
Princeton University is located in what state?
Oh, crap. New Jersey.
Yes. What does the W stand for in the name of President George W. Bush?
Walker.
Correct.
Texas Ranger.
A clouder is the collective term for a group of what?
A clouder?
A clouder, yes.
Fish?
No.
A clouder birds?
No.
Clouder clouds?
No. The first sense that a dog develops is what?
I'm going to go with taste.
No.
Smell?
No.
Sense of touch?
Yes.
With their fingers.
What Drop It Like It's Hot rapper was banned from Norway for 2 years?
Snoop Dogg.
You know it. Michelangelo was from what Italian city?
Rome?
No.
Sicily?
No.
Vatican City?
No. What is the 11th letter in the English alphabet?
Oh, this is the finger one.
It sure is.
K?
Correct. Wow, those fingers didn't let you down.
Buzzer beater.
Those fingers got it in time.
Okay. Sure did. You got 7 with that last one there, which makes you the winner 7-6.
Let's go.
Sorry, Jared.
No worries. Good game.
Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, Jared just knew that the 11th letter was K.
He didn't need to use his fingers?
I don't think he used his fingers. He didn't say like ABCD. He didn't do any of that.
He didn't think. He just like rattled it off. It was like Rain Man.
Boom?
Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was impressive.
That's cool. That's awesome.
A clouder is a collective term for what group of what animal?
Sharks.
No.
I have no idea.
Cats.
Oh.
Clouder of cats.
I'm good without that.
Are you good without that knowledge?
Yeah.
I thought it was really actually fascinating that dogs developed their touch first. I thought for sure it was going to be smell. Michelangelo is from Florence. That is one that Jared got correct. And you probably would have got the Alice in Chains release facelift in what early 90s year?
1990?
Yes. Jared guessed everything but 90.
Ouch.
Yeah. Congrats on beating him.
If you want to play Beat Migs live, we have an opportunity for you to do that. That's when Live Night comes to Showbox Soto on December 13th. Everything will be performed live from the stage, from the sound effects to the commercials, the music. And we're going to be there with the men's room doing what we do.
And also, speaking of music, our friend Micah the Beast, who's a great ukulele player, me, my uke, and I, we've had him before. He's going to be joining us. We're going to probably do like some... a twist to the Hook or Shook game with the ukulele. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But most importantly, no offense to Micah, but Walter Jones is going to be hanging out with us. Seahawks legend, Hall of Famer. He's going to be there with us as well. So if you want to meet Walter Jones, this will be your chance.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Don't miss it. Get to KISW.com to grab your tickets. Are you a micro cheater?
At Beat Migs?
Well, we already know the answer. It's yes to
no.
that. What does that even mean? We're going to find out what a micro cheater is after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Relationship experts are advising keeping an eye on your partner for signs of micro cheating. What is micro cheating? What does that even mean?
Does that have to do with your boys downstairs?
Or
is it like size does matter when it comes to cheating? Okay. No, probably not. If that's what this is, I will leave the room.
Here is a news report on the definition of micro-cheating.
Let's talk about micro-cheating. Your partner might be doing it and you don't even know. Relationship experts say be on the lookout for these signs. Does your partner keep an active dating app profile?
That might be a sign.
Even though they claim they aren't using it, are they communicating with an ex via social media or text? Do they have an emotional bond with a colleague? Do they hang out together outside of work? Are they liking or commenting too much on other people's posts?
This is great video.
Are they not coming home at night?
If your significant other is doing any of this stuff, you need to have a conversation with your partner.
They're not wrong. I had a conversation with my wife about, she was just like, I need to talk about this bond that you have with your coworker. You've been liking a lot of their comments, and it was Danny V. You know? She's like, you know, you guys got matching Kraken jerseys. You go to the game. Sometimes you don't even come home until like 10 p.m.
We're macro cheating, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not micro.
Yeah, we're dudes. We got macros down there. We're the macro boys.
I've never even had a dating profile. I've never done online dating, so I don't even know what that is about.
Well, I always think it is crazy when someone says that they still have their dating profile while they're... I think the moment you say that you're serious, I feel like you just got to disable that page. Like, why would you keep it open unless you were hoping to see if there's any other grass that's greener on the other side?
I did think... Sarah, did you ever have a dating, any kind of dating apps?
No, I didn't. I had none, luckily. I don't think I would do great in that world.
Well, you kept looking for crazybitch.com, but that wasn't it.
Well, and they started to become very, very popular right before I met George.
Yeah, same.
I'm glad I didn't go into that. Like, I mean, I remember even like dating during like the early stages of like MySpace, and it was a little overwhelming where you're like, I'm talking to this woman, I'm talking to this girl. Like, you get like kind of excited to talk to different people.
You tried to date people on MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
He got catfished, though.
I did.
He thought.
I mean, they were robots, but they were still, like, they kept in touch with me.
They would still talk to you?
Yeah.
I'm like, that was not a MySpace thing, Steve.
What do you mean?
No one ever dated on MySpace.
I'm living proof of it.
What do you mean no one ever dated on my... Everyone
that's
dated on my
MySpace. That's when I first started talking... Not first started talking with my wife. I met her in person, but then we stayed in touch through MySpace.
You're too young, Sarah.
What?
Yeah, you never heard of From MySpace to My Place? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So it worked.
Question, is it possible...
I know a lot of people dated through MySpace.
Can you unearth your old MySpace anymore? Or is it like dead?
It's dead. I tried because there's like a lot of pictures that I wish I still had, but like they're just... I don't know where they are. Because it became like a music website or a music like social media page. But yeah, a lot of people were dating through MySpace.
Yeah, I just... connected with my friends through MySpace. I met people, you know, in the real world, I guess.
Okay. Wow. Look at you shaming all of us losers that needed the internet to date, which is like the majority of the world these days.
Sarah was on Plenty of Fish at the time.
Yes. Okay.
Bumble, you know.
We know that you are a massive micro cheater and also a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Lost Christmas Eve Tour at Climate Pledge Arena coming up on Saturday, November 23rd. And all this week, we are giving you the chance to win tickets in the first five rows with our ticket countdown. Monday, it was row five. Yesterday, it was row four. Today is, what is it?
Three.
Row three. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everyone just yet. However, the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call us up if there's something you would like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
This one, it's a no judgment text. They said they have a question for us. No judgment.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
If you have any arcade video or physical games at your house, what would it be? So like Dance Dance Revolution, Skee-Ball, Whack-A-Mole, whatever makes you happy. No judgment, LOL.
You know what? The last time I was at the arcade with my kiddo, he was all about air hockey. So I think I'd go air hockey.
Have you ever done the four-way air hockey?
That sounds adult.
It's for air hockey after dark. And it's awesome. It's chaos.
What does that even mean?
Each side,
two?
It's four. There's four holes.
Yeah.
And four people.
Wow.
And my hand gestures are not really helping
with
this.
No, they're not at all.
No, you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. What about you there, Sarah?
Well, after those hand gestures, I'm going to say the four-way air hockey. I do actually really like air hockey as well. But I do love skee ball. There's so many. Oh, I could even just like live with a pool table.
I'd rather just go old school Mike Tyson's punch out.
Oh, yeah.
Like the original one.
That's a good choice.
What about you, Danny?
I was thinking skee ball, but then at the same time, and I suck at it every single time I play it, but any kind of old school pinball machine.
Oh,
like me and my girlfriend like to go to Jupiter and play all their pinball machines, but I suck so bad at them.
But it's such a good look, I think. My wife disagrees, but I think it's a cool look in a house if you have like a pinball machine in the corner of like a living room, or I don't know, even in the bathroom.
What's her favorite thing? Like like anything pop culture wise.
Her favorite thing, NSYNC.
See, I'm sure you could find an NSYNC inspired pinball machine for your house.
But
I want to kiss one, brother.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people have sent me links to buy Rush pinball machines over the years that are like anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000. And I'm like, well, maybe if I hit the lottery someday.
Oh, I like this text message. When are you guys going to talk about Sarah and her pickle witch? How have you not given her S for this yet? Hashtag blonde moment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've given her.
Come on, Sarah, dish.
Actually, yesterday after the show, we were giving her a hard time about this. Please let the Rockaholics know that don't follow you on Instagram and your stories. What happened to you at Jimmy John's?
Okay, well, if you didn't know, Jimmy John's has a pickle witch, which is instead of the bread for the sandwich, it's a pickle. So it's a pickle sliced in half, and then all the goodies are in the center of the pickle.
Right.
So I went to, because I was like, I love pickles. I want to try this. I went to go order my pickle witch, and the guy informed me that it's a specific type of ingredients that go in the pickle witch, which is like salami.
The Vito.
A bunch
of meat and cheese, and then the pickle.
Right. That I don't eat.
You don't eat meat.
I'm a vegetarian. So I was like, Well, can you put your veggie sandwich on my pickle witch? Which, mind you, their veggie sandwich is only provolone cheese, tomato, and avocado spread. That is it.
There's no other vegetables?
That's it.
That's
no.
Very boring.
So they kind of looked at me.
I'd eat it.
And they, because that's all we can eat, Steve. That's why we would eat it, because that is all we have. So they were like, I mean, I guess so. Let me tell you, it was not a vibe.
Pickles with avocado is not a, or with guacamole is not a good mix?
No, it was actually disgusting. So then I was so excited. That's all I got. And then I bit into it and I was like, oh, I get why they have a specific type of sandwich for this. I didn't read the fine print.
My favorite part about this also was you were like, and it wasn't even that big. Like, did you expect that they would have a foot-long pickle?
Yes!
Where have you ever seen a foot-long pickle?
I don't know. Well, that's why I was so excited for it. My husband got a regular sandwich, like a regular person. And then, so I pulled both out of the bag and I was like, which one's mine?
And you got a veggie sandwich and a pickle like a crazy person.
Yes.
Can I ask you what George thought about this whole
thing? Oh, he thought the whole thing was completely idiotic, and then he was upset and embarrassed for me that I wanted my veggie sandwich in a pickle. So the entire time he's giving me like a bunch of crap, and then we get home and I try to eat it and it's terrible, and he's like, that's what you get for ordering that.
I feel like the employees at Jimmy John's were making fun of you for at least the rest of that day.
If probably not through today.
If not, they're still bringing it up. Remember when that idiot came in and just wanted vegetables instead of a pickle sandwich?
A blonde walks into a Jimmy John's.
Oh, what a dummy. Yeah, I would not recommend.
Well, speaking of dummies, there's a woman who accidentally glued her eyes shut and did what most would do if they had to deal with a situation like this. She posted a video on social media.
Of course.
You'll hear what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a Florida woman who has type 2 diabetes, and she was hospitalized because she mistakenly used nail glue instead of eye drops during a blood sugar episode.
Oh, okay. Because you always see, like, the warning things, and I'm like, okay, somebody was dumb, and they used, you know, glue instead of an eye drop. But in this situation, still dumb.
Yeah.
Still dumb. I mean, I feel bad for her, but that's dumb.
Her name is Edie, and here she is explaining the situation.
Okay, guys, I'm at the ER because I was half asleep and I needed to put my antibiotic eye drops in tonight. And instead of grabbing the eye drops, I grabbed the Kiss nail glue. So this is them rinsing my eye out. They already took out 3 shards of super glue.
Oh.
And I'll post pictures of the super glue too.
I didn't even think about that, that it's going to come out in little shards.
Wouldn't you make sure that your eye drops are nowhere near your super glue for your nail drops?
I will also say, as someone who has possessed both eye drops and nail glue, they are in 2 different shaped bottles in my personal experience.
Right, 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 right.
So you should just know the difference by feel. I mean, I feel bad for her, though, because that sounds like she would have been in a complete...
Have you ever super glued your anything to anything?
I mean, for funsies, didn't you used to super glue your fingers together back in the day?
Never intentionally, but it has happened. I one time accidentally super glued it to the table, and that was awful. Luckily, it wasn't like the full finger, but it was just enough, and I'm like pulling and pulling, and finally, I was like, hold on a second, don't do that. And then we were able to get it out using like nail polish. Was it like nail polish remover? I can't remember what
we used.
Yeah,
something like that. Maybe something with acetone.
I can't remember.
Look at you. You lived to tell the tale.
Yes. Don't be like me. Don't be stupid.
There's an old man in Oregon who was riding his bike when an ambulance crashed into him. The ambulance then, of course, rushed him to the hospital, but billed him for the ride. You're going to hear all about it during the Daily Migs download after Guns N' Roses.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And look who it is. It's Ryan Castle in a honey bucket hat.
Yes. Shout out to Honey Bucket real quick. They have coffee mugs that look like toilet bowls.
What?
Yeah. Yes, they don't hold. It doesn't look like it holds a lot of coffee, but I want to drink out of that thing all the time.
Here's what's cool: when you put the coffee in it, it turns into that blue water you get in honey buckets.
Oh, okay, I'm talking about. I thought you were going down a different road with brown coffee. So I like the road that you just went down.
This is a lumpy coffee. It's very nutty, though.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and this is just strange. It happened in Oregon, of course. I keep things weird in Oregon. 71-year-old guy, he was riding his bike.
He got hit by an ambulance. They crashed right into him. So, fortunately, they're an ambulance. So, they put him in the ambulance, took him to the hospital to make sure he's going to be okay. And then he later received the bill in the mail for $1,800 for that ride.
Yeah, guess what? I have a feeling that's not going to stand.
Yeah, he's not happy about that. He also racked up about $47,000 in medical expenses. He's expecting another $50,000 in medical costs in the future as well because he fractured his nose. He got scraped and bruised up. His range of motion's been decreased as well. So, yeah, he's talked to a lawyer, and now they're asking for nearly $1 million.
Holler at my friend Pat Pals.
Yeah, that's the guy.
How could you do that? We hate you. Oh, what's your address so we can send you a bill for that ride?
There was a recent study done on the best and worst places to live. I'm curious if any of us have lived in any of these places.
I probably have.
Mississippi.
No.
West Virginia.
No.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
No.
Louisiana.
No.
New Mexico!
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
I was like, right, I lived in Alabama, though. I was right in the middle of all of that.
Those are all rated as the lowest due to poor scores and metrics like average income and unemployment rates, with Mississippi performing the worst overall. But by contrast...
But also, Dion's Pizza is a reason why New Mexico made that. And the blue meth.
Yeah. That stuff is trash.
Bad.
If you want to know the best, it's Utah, the District of Columbia, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire among the highest because of strong income levels, job creation, and economic stability.
And Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, last night, the Colorado Avalanche ended up beating the Seattle Kraken 6-3. Not a fun game. Just not a fun day to watch television there, right there. Three-game losing streak ended for the Colorado Avalanche. Now the Kraken are on a four-game losing streak. They are 5-8-1 on the season. So things started off well, have been kind of going downhill since. Hopefully they can turn it around when they take on the Vegas Golden Knights. That's going to be happening on Friday night.
Get Steve Miggs in there.
Put it in, coach.
It's time.
That's our time.
You need to give up more goals. I'm your guy. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 51 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.